Tall stacks of pancakes, scrambled eggs, sausages, coffee, juice, cheese curds. You'll find all that and more at Breakfast on the Farm events around the state.
There's one in each of Wisconsin's 72 counties this time each year, and thousands of people gather at family farms to eat, socialize, and learn about life on the farm and the dairy industry.
Last year, though, was tough for dairy farmers as milk prices plummeted and ate into their profits. In fact, some farmers got out of the business entirely. That's part of the reason why this year's dairy breakfast in La Crosse County almost didn't happen. But for many farmers across the state, it's a tradition worth holding on to.
Julie Bosman is a national correspondent for the New York Times, who covers the Midwest. She was also born and raised in Wisconsin and attended the breakfast in La Crosse County a couple of weeks ago. Her recent piece for the Times is "Farms Have Folded, But the Dairy Breakfast Must Go On." Julie, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
So for those who haven't been to a dairy breakfast, what happens at one of these events?
Well, they start very, very early, as the name implies, and as the tradition goes, a different farm hosts the dairy breakfast every year, and they start around 6 a.m., and there's usually a long line of people who show up at a farm and get in line to eat an incredibly wonderful spread of food, very heavy emphasis on the dairy. Usually there's eggs and cheese and pancakes and, of course, ice cream for breakfast. And I think it's one of those events that happens every year and people really count on it, and food really brings people together. But it's also a celebration of a tradition and of an industry that people really share.
Yeah, I remember being a city kid and growing up in the Chicago area, and we would occasionally make the trip to Wisconsin, and we went to these dairy breakfasts, and that was really my only exposure to farms. Is that part of the appeal of these events, is that it connects people from the cities to where their food comes from?
I think it does still really play that role. It seemed to me, just from talking to a lot of people at the dairy breakfast in La Crosse, is that people were in kind of two different groups. If you were an older person, you generally had a direct tie to a farm at some point in your life. You either grew up on a farm, or your parents did, or maybe you still farmed. And then there were the younger people who brought their little kids and, you know, went to the bounce house and the petting zoo area of the farm and wanted to show their kids where their food came from and, you know, what a cow is and that milk comes from a cow and all these things that kids who have no connection to agriculture in a direct way need to know. So I think everyone was kind of sharing in the same ritual, but for different reasons. And that was kind of my experience growing up. My grandparents were dairy farmers, so I grew up around dairy farms. And it was very important to go to the dairy breakfast that I could learn even more about what agriculture is.
You went to the La Crosse County Dairy Breakfast, an event that almost didn't happen. And, I mean, this is all happening amidst a backdrop of dairy farms having a tough time of it right now with milk prices pretty low. How important is it for the farmers that you've heard from that these events go on in face of that economic hardship?
So it was very interesting what happened in La Crosse this year. There's a committee that runs the breakfast, and by the time March of this year rolled around, they realized that they could not find a single farmer who was willing to host the breakfast and really had the bandwidth to host the breakfast. It's a huge undertaking, and it takes a lot of effort, and a lot of community groups pitch in, but you still have to make your farm look extra nice, and you have to deal with the logistics of having literally thousands of people show up at your farm in the span of a few hours. So it was very difficult in La Crosse. They've lost a bunch of dairy farms just in the last year, and they really couldn't find anyone. So what happened was the committee took a vote in March, and the only person who voted to keep the breakfast was Louisa Peterson, who is a dairy farmer in La Crosse, and she said, look, I will host the breakfast. My family and the other family that owns the farm with us will do this. So they were committed to doing it, and I think that they just weren't willing to let this tradition die. They thought, you know, we need to show people that the dairy industry is still strong, that there are still good things happening, and even though this is a huge undertaking, we are willing to do it for 2 years in a row.
And even though, you know, perhaps it's getting harder to find a farmer to host one of these breakfasts, did you get the sense from being at this event that attendance was pretty much where it's always been?
I thought attendance was really incredible. You know, it's mostly a rural county, of course, and, you know, the city of La Crosse is nearby. But to have 3,500 people show up, and that was actually more people than showed up last year, is really just a jaw-dropping thing. And it's a reflection of how much this means to people. And even though, you know, no one had to be there, and it's very, very early in the morning, you still have this incredible enthusiasm for this tradition. And over, I saw people going up to Louisa Peterson and hugging her and holding her hand and saying, thank you for doing this, and thank you for stepping up and keeping this going.
We are talking right now with Julie Bosman. She is a national correspondent for the New York Times who covers the Midwest, and we are talking about the tradition of the dairy breakfast. And Julie, I know you just focused on this one county in La Crosse on that dairy breakfast, but did you get the sense from those that you've talked to that this is an issue that's not just you know, delegated to La Crosse County, that farmers all across Wisconsin might be dealing with some of the same issues?
Yeah, I think that the issues that farmers are dealing with in La Crosse County are pretty similar to what dairy farmers are facing across the state. Like you mentioned, the price of milk has gone down. It's very, very expensive to get into the dairy farming business. It's also very expensive to stay in. And one thing that's pretty unique to dairy farming is just how labor intensive it is. As every dairy farmer knows, you know, you have to get up very early every day, whether it's a beautiful day or whether it's winter or whether it's Christmas morning, you still have to get up and take care of your cows. And I think that that can really wear on people. And when you're barely making enough money to get by and the price of milk keeps going down, there is a very big incentive for a lot of farmers to say, I'm just going to sell my herd. I can't do this anymore. If you have, you know, 20, 25, 30 cows, it's very difficult to stay in the business. So what you're seeing all across the state is farmers selling their herds, and usually those herds are maybe not going far, but being folded into a larger farm nearby.
Did you see at the breakfast that you were at enthusiasm from young people who may have been there? This is a chance to, you know, show off agriculture, show off dairy in particular. Did you get a sense that, you know, perhaps the next generation of farmers were there and possibly getting excited about a career in agriculture?
I did. I talked to one young woman in particular, and she was a member of the family. Her great-grandfather started the farm. Her name was Megan Hansen, and she was a 21-year-old who is studying dairy science at the University of Wisconsin. And she spoke very eloquently and very firmly about her desire to go into the farming business. She said, you know, I want to be a farmer. I want to go into agriculture. I don't know exactly what that's going to look like. Maybe I'm going to start study nutrition. Maybe I'm going to, you know, tackle another aspect of the industry. But she was very enthusiastic about dairy's future, and it was also just very cool to see her go around the farm and help deliver a calf and feed the calves, and she just knew her way around, and she had really grown up with it as well.
And so for someone who has never been to one of these events before, let's talk about the food. I mean, we're talking pancakes, we're talking sausage, there's often ice cream involved. I mean, it sounds like it's a real feast when you go to one of these events. Is that what you found?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, that is really the one of the things that draws people, and you can count on more food than you can possibly imagine. But I was especially struck at the La Crosse Dairy Breakfast by just the tools that they use. They had these enormous pans to scramble eggs in that looked like, you know, they must have been used in, you know, an army barracks or something, just to, you know, they were using dust pans to stir the eggs because they couldn't use a regular spatula. They had those great rotating griddles for pancakes and just a huge buffet. The pans of eggs could actually make about 200 eggs in each batch, and it was going constantly for about 5 hours. So it's a huge, huge, great meal. And I think Culver's was there handing out bowls of frozen custard starting at 6 a.m. So I really endorse ice cream for breakfast.
I mean, anytime you can start your day with cheese curds and a bowl of custard, I feel like it's a good day. Am I right?
Why not? Yeah.
Well, Julie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was nice talking with you.
You too. Julie Bosman is a national correspondent for the New York Times who covers the Midwest. And we talked with her about the popularity and importance of Wisconsin dairy breakfasts, even as dairy farms around the state go under. And if you have a dairy breakfast memory to share, tweet us at Central Time WPR and tell us your story.